Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos. The Big Four at Four.
Big Four at Four.
Four at Four.
Four big and blockbuster stories that you need to hear.
Big Story One.
His battle with Congress for funding for a border wall is over, but now President Trump's next fight will likely be in court. Friday in the Rose Garden, the president predicted in a long riff what he thinks will happen now that he's declared a national emergency to shift funds to a wall.
And we will then be sued, and they will sue us in the Ninth Circuit. We will possibly get a bad ruling, and then we'll get another bad ruling, and then we'll end up in the Supreme Court, and hopefully we'll get a fair shake, and we'll win in the Supreme Court.
That process could last the rest of the president's term.
This is Big Story One.
That was not edited, by the way.
Mac and Gatos.
Yeah, that was not edited. That's
the
way
he
said.
KTAR. The sing-songy thing was very funny from Trump.
Yeah.
It made me think of this movie.
I'm singing! I'm in a store, and I'm singing!
And we might go to the Supreme Court,
yep.
And we might not get a fair shake.
Very accurate.
I'm in a store, and I'm singing!
Hey! There's no singing in the North Pole.
Yes, there is!
No, it's not.
Hey, there's no singing at the Supreme Court. Thanks to RBG, whatever her name is. Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
A lot has happened in Washington over the last few days.
You could say in the last 12 hours, has happened.
I think that'd be more accurate. So, no shutdown. That was possibly going to happen today. Mm-hmm. So, the money to fund the government, Trump signs, and in that is also a border plan, $1.3 billion to build 50 miles. Trump looked at that and said, yeah, I'll sign it, but now I'm going to go on my own, and I am going to call for a national emergency on the border. And in doing so, I found $8 billion, and I'm going to build a 250-mile wall.
There is so much of this that irritates the living crap out of me. Just so much of it. And yeah, was the press conference kind of funny and irreverent? Yes. But the serious matter is the president is looking at this from the wrong perspective. It's not just about a wall. It's about other stuff too. And where is the money coming from in order to make sure that we are protected? We do have good drug policies, drug programs, stuff like that. And he's ignoring his own people who are saying it's not about people illegally coming here. You're getting drugs through the port of entry. You're getting drugs through the water on the Pacific, side, blah, blah, blah. He's ignoring all of that for 250 miles of some kind of structure.
You can go through policy, and constitutionalists can talk about this, and he does have every right as the president to declare a national emergency. Now, you can also argue what he's arguing is wrong. There is not a national emergency on the border. Some people think there is. Some people think there isn't. I happen to believe that.
Don't say it.
I don't think there is.
Okay, thank God. Okay.
Well,
okay.
No, it doesn't
matter. I thought you were going to say, we do have a national emergency.
Listen.
What?
It doesn't mean that we don't have problems
on
the border. Okay? Because I want the border secured.
Absolutely.
I want more technology. I want more Border Patrol.
Absolutely.
I want more technology. I want more Border Patrol agents.
I want a bigger wall. I want more wall.
So is there a national emergency? I don't believe there is, but I'm still glad he did it.
No.
I'm still glad he did it.
I'm glad that you said there's not a national emergency. Because there isn't. Can things be improved? Oh, absolutely.
That's
things
just our opinion.
Things could be improved very much so, but it doesn't end, stop, all things are done with a 250-mile stretch of wall. And yet, that's all he really, quote-unquote, wants, mm-hmm. And yet $8 billion? Where's he going to get the money? Where's he going to get the money from? We're already trillions of dollars in debt. Where is he going to get that money? And is that money going to directly affect the impact of immigration? Because, again, this president is just unbelievable at causing, what are they called, unforeseen consequences in his own policy. Zero tolerance? Look how that turned out. We now have children who are orphans and will never see their parents again. This is going to wind up being a huge debacle, and I sound like Lewis Black. The only reason that he's doing it is for the election. That's it.
And why are the Democrats trying to block him? Come on.
I guess because
Because of the election.
Because of the election or
of
politics.
Well, of course. So Well, you know, it's
but one doesn't mitigate the other. One doesn't make one better. They're all horrible.
That's my point.
But I mean, my goodness, when the president came out today and said there's a national emergency and we've got so many people, the we are not being overrun on a daily basis like the Ostrogoths that took over the Holy Roman Empire and basically wiped out half of Rome. That is not happening in this country, and yet people will believe him.
I like it, and I'll tell you why. You know, I don't love Trump. I don't hate Trump. I really don't think there's a national emergency. Well, then you say, Gatos, why would you want to build the wall? I think that people voted for him to go and shake things up and to create chaos, and that's what he's doing. He is taking, you know, not much of a great border bill and signing it, and he's saying, I can do better. And, you know, I'm going to go against Congress here. This is a guy that is fighting for a wall, and I completely admit he just wants to build something.
But chaos for chaos's sake doesn't solve any problem.
But
then he becomes the Joker. He's not doing anything that's beneficial.
I am a big fan of someone who is going to stick it to the Congress on both sides.
And make things worse for immigration.
I disagree that it's going to make things worse. But I like that he's going in there and he's trying to shake it up. Because Congress really doesn't get anything done. And he's saying, okay, watch what I can do. And I like that. I think that's a good thing. It doesn't solve the immigration problem. I'm not saying that. I'm not suggesting that at all. I don't think it hurts. I think that if you put walls up, it could stop people from coming in, or at least slow them down so the Border Patrol can get out there and then arrest them. So I'm not.
But there are walls that are already up.
Yeah. Yeah. And this will
I mean, this is only like 12%.
This will be built. Well, of course. This will be built in places where there isn't a wall. And so I say if you put the wall up there, good. It's not taxpayer money necessarily. He's not raising taxes to do it. He's definitely moving money around. There's no question about it. But, you know, these members of Congress with Pelosi and McConnell and the Schumer and, you know, they've just been there for so long on both sides and they're just career politicians and they get nothing done. I like that he's sticking it to them. It doesn't solve everything. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But I love that he is sticking it to them.
I don't know what else he's going to do if the Democrats do decide. We just learned that California is the first state to now sue him. I don't know what the state of California does in order to sue. But if the Democrats try to sue and stop him, I don't know what his I guess he'll come up with something else. I don't know. But again, don't think this is the quote unquote right thing to do. This is for politics, and that's it. Don't think that this is going to solve a problem.
Everything is for politics. He's not really interested in fixing the immigration issue. The Democrats aren't interested in fixing the immigration issue either. It's on both sides.
But then don't declare a national emergency when there isn't one. That's the problem.
Well, then you can't get the money.
But you don't need the money. That's the thing. He doesn't need the money. No, he doesn't. You don't need to build a wall.
Well, that's your opinion.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't mean it's right.
Back at you.
You're absolutely right. I don't know how this is going to work out.
Who knows how because in 24 hours, this could all change. We have no idea.
I don't think it's going to change in 24 hours.
Well, he still hasn't signed that bill yet. He still has not signed that quote-unquote deal.
It's a done deal. I mean, you're right. You never know with Trump.
Right.
But at least he's trying to do something. At least he's trying to do something. I think we have bigger problems in America. I've said this before. Illegal immigration, yeah, it's a big problem. But I think there are, you know, I can name three bigger problems right off the bat. But, you know, presidents have pushed their crap through. You know, Trump is pushing his crap through right now.
Right.
Obama pushed health care through. No one read the bill, and they still passed it. I mean, this happens all the time. This isn't just a Trump thing.
Wrong. Well, yeah,
it
I was going to say,
saying,
the
not.
Way he's doing it is totally Trump.
Well, he's
that's
different
sure.
than everybody else. There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it. But at the end of the day, he's either going to be here for two more years.
Or six. And God help us all.
Well, Congress, they could put someone worse in. You could put a socialist Democrat in, and that would be worse. That would be a disaster.
No, they wouldn't even make it to the primary.
You would hope.
But people thought
Trump would even make it to the primary, so you never know who's going to come in and be better or worse. You just don't know. He's either going to be, at longest, he's going to be there for 6 years. All these other Congress men and women who have been there for decades who get nothing done,
right.
They're still going to be there. I like that he's sticking it to them. Mm. You're listening to The Big Four at 4. four big blockbuster stories to start the 4 o'clock hour. Coming up next, in big story two, is there a possibility that Colin Kaepernick could have quarterbacked the Arizona Hotshots? That's in a second.
The Big Four at four. Big story two.
In a surprise and somewhat mysterious move, former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick and Carolina Panthers safety Eric Reid have agreed to settle a grievance they filed in 2017 claiming collusion in the NFL.
So, you've got Colin Kaepernick and the NFL. They have settled. I don't think he ever wants to play football again.
I don't think he'll need to if they've settled. That means they've reached a cash settlement.
Yeah, let's make him go away. And he'll probably never play in the NFL again. But could he have possibly played in an 8-team league? And Arizona has a team called the Hotshots.
Yeah, there's a report that the AAF, the Alliance of American Football,
reached out.
they reached out to Colin Kaepernick, and he said, "You want me to play? Give me $20,000."
No, $20 million.
I'm sorry, $20 million. $20 million. And they said, we give a three-year contract at $250,000 a year, sir, so we're going to pass.
I would have paid him the money.
Why, though?
Because it would have put this league on the
you
map.
Think, yeah. You think that he would have been enough of a player draw, not a controversial draw.
I would have watched.
But a player draw that he would have been worth $20 million.
If I was going to watch, that means everyone was going to watch.
But what would you be watching for? Not on the field, you'd watch if he took a knee,
no,
right?
No, I like both. What is he going to do on the field? What's the next thing he's going to come up with? Can he still play? If you know, I would watch just curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
But they also talked to Tim Tebow, this new football league.
Well, we know he can't play, so.
You know, that's just very nice. Yeah.
He's playing minor league baseball in like Tuscaloosa or
so
something.
So Kaepernick and the NFL settle. Ooh. I would love to know how much money that was.
I do too.
You're listening to the Big Four at 4. We start the 4 o'clock hour with four big blockbuster stories.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 3.
What the hell is an atomic river? Come on.
So, atmospheric river.
Sorry.
Let's get the name down right.
Sorry.
Atmospheric river.
Get it right.
All right. So, let's recap the atmospheric atomic river that clubbed the valley last night.
There was a river of rain above us.
Yeah.
How much rain?
It looked like it rained about a quarter to a half inch across the valley.
Come on. Quarter to a half inch?
Yeah. I am tired of, and I'm not bagging on our friend Iris Aramacio from 15, because she didn't come up with atomic river. Atmospheric, what the hell, it doesn't matter. The river. We got to stop coming up with these kind of sayings. Polar vortex, I don't need it. It's just cold.
How about the snowpocalypse?
It's just a winter storm. Atmospheric river, it means it's raining. They've come up with something with that in California, they apparently got the atmospheric river, and now they've got roofalanches. You know what? I'm done. No more haboobs. Let's just call it a dust storm or whatever you want to call it. But
well, if you whatever you want to call it, some people want to call it a haboob.
I don't want to call it a haboob.
All right, so don't.
Okay, then I won't.
No, you should just be emphatic. Right. Don't say whatever you want to call it. Just say, no more haboob, no more snowpocalypse, no more river in the sky.
Yeah,
not that.
You know what they're saying? You know what they're saying about this atmospheric river?
Yeah. That was all wet? Get it?
Just let me talk, right. And I'll just let me just get this out, okay?
Yeah. All right.
These huge weather systems, these atomic river things,
yeah,
they carry many times the fresh water that flows through the mighty Mississippi River.
Come on.
That's the Mississippi, the mighty Mississippi. The old miss, the old man.
Yeah.
Deep river, my home is over Jordan.
Clark Griswold.
What was that?
That was Clark Griswold.
Mm.
The mighty Mississippi.
So there was enough fresh water to fill the Mississippi River?
Not in Arizona. It didn't rain that much.
Not that much.
You're listening to the Big Four at Four. Four big blockbuster stories.
Mm-hmm. The Big Four at Four. Big Story Four.
At all times, Mr. Wheatcroft was compliant
and he did not resist arrest.
Victor is suing Glendale PD over the arrest and the repeated tasing. Wheatcroft's wife, Anya Chapman, wrote a statement for her lawyer to read.
And the officer's actions have torn my family apart.
Okay, so we know about the tasing incident 11 times. There you heard from the lawyer and a statement from the wife. The Glendale man who was tased 11 times, I believe last year, went to the city of Glendale and said, hey, let's make this thing go away. I'll take 15 mil.
Right, and they said that's absurd.
I think it's absurd.
Go pound sand.
Yeah, listen, the cop did a terrible job. There's no question about it, in my opinion. You know, you don't tase a guy in the groin. I don't know. You pull the guy's pants down and tase him in the groin, you've lost me.
Why are we even talking about this? No matter what they give him.
Because it's big story four.
Yeah, no matter what they give him,
yep.
He'll be through it in 6 months. There's no way. If they gave him $100 million or $1 million, he's going to be broken like 6 months to a year.
I don't disagree with that.
I mean, really.
But I got to tell you, as bad as the police officer was, his wife knocked out a cop. He was not complying. Everybody was wrong in this situation. I wouldn't give him a dime. I wouldn't give him a dime.
So you'd go to court then? Yeah, Glendale should take him
Let's
to court.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah, maybe they
settle. Lawyer up. That's what I'm saying.
Well, then you take the chance of some other stuff coming
out. I don't want to reward this guy with millions and millions of dollars. I don't think he deserves it. He's in jail right now. His
maybe you should offer him coffee for life, like Kramer. He'll take the deal. We'll offer the coffee for the rest of your life. I'll take it.
I'll take it. All right, that's it for the Big Four at Four.
The Big Four at Four with Mac and Gatos. Get the Big Four at Four delivered to your phone. Subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast on Google Music or the Apple Podcast app.
Coming up next, we'll tell you about the bizarre story of a man who pretended to be stood up at Outback Steakhouse on Valentine's Day.
Oh, this guy was rewarded for bad
he
behavior.
Was, and I love him.
Ah,
you hate him.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it next.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Drive home informed and entertained, Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, get ready. In 10 minutes, we're going to sing for tickets. Oh. The Innings Festival is coming to Tempe Beach Park, March 2nd and 3rd. You can see Incubus, Eddie Vedder, Sheryl Crow, Jimmy Eat World, Cake.
I love Cake.
So do I.
I know.
Not the band.
No.
So we're going to be you're going to be able to sing. If you'd like to go, make sure you're listening and you could sing for your tickets.
Yeah. It's classic Mac and Gatos.
Yeah.
We play 10 seconds of a song from one of the artists that Mac just mentioned, and you need to pick it up where the song left off and try and sound like that singer.
Right, no matter who
we'll,
it is.
Yeah, and we'll send you to the concert. That's in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It's fantastic.
Speaking of something you love this guy.
I think this guy's a genius.
That basically, he went out for Valentine's Day, okay?
Yeah.
He went out for Valentine's Day, but under very nefarious terms.
That is true, but I still love him.
He thought to himself, you know, what if I went out to, Outback Steakhouse.
Delicious.
Bloomin' Onion. What if I decided to go out there on the auspices of I'm meeting someone here, a date for dinner
it's Valentine's
on Valentine's
Day?
Right. Mm-hmm. What if she doesn't show up? Can I get them to give me a free steak?
And
evil.
Evil. It is evil, but I love it, and I'll tell you why in a second. It's an imaginary date. He doesn't have a date. He made up a date and
Correct.
Even gave her a name. She's Catherine.
How did they meet? Backstory.
How did they fake meet?
Right.
They met at a grocery store.
When?
And they, I don't know.
He was reaching for the shredded cheese.
You said when. You didn't say how. I was going to tell you how.
Oh, how?
He was reaching for the shredded cheese and their hands grazed.
Uh-huh.
And it was love at first sight.
Of course, so he's trying to graze a free meal from Outback.
It's all fake. There is no girl.
Correct.
So he calls Outback. I would like a reservation for two for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
My gorgeous girlfriend and I are going to be there. Okay, great. So he shows up.
Is she gorgeous?
Well, he says.
I mean,
do
you make her out to be like supermodel gorgeous, or do you say like, you know, she's like a Utah four?
No, this guy looked like Shrek. So I would just go, you know, I would go
yeah,
halfway
you know,
decent.
Right. You don't want to knock it out of the park where people don't believe you.
No.
Yeah, my date, Sofia Vergara, is showing
yeah,
up.
No, no,
yeah,
no.
That's it.
So he gets there all alone, obviously, lets the waiter know, yes, my girlfriend's going to be here. Imaginary girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know what? But let me order a drink while I wait. And you know what? She'll be here in a second. So he then ordered his imaginary date her wine of choice.
Which is what?
Well, she loves Chardonnay, even though she doesn't exist.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
All right. So he said, we'll start with a glass of that.
Okay.
So.
Now, did he drink that wine?
Her wine?
Did he drink her wine?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Or did he just let it sit there for effect?
I think towards the end of the night, he probably drank it. Probably not going to let that go. Mm-hmm. He finished a loaf of bread, and then he faked a voicemail in the middle of the restaurant to his missing date as the waiter approached.
Wait a minute. She doesn't exist. So who did he call?
Just on the phone. Well, no, probably nobody, right?
Oh.
Here's the fake phone call in the restaurant. This is actually...
He recorded himself doing this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Steven.
Nerd.
So, kitchen closes in a minute or so. So, I had to order food. I'm taking it that you're probably not going to make it. So.
And everybody's hearing this, the waiter, the bartender.
People around him.
I know you don't exist, but. I'm getting really hungry.
I guess I'll just
make up another imaginary girlfriend.
Talk to you later.
You don't exist. I can't talk to you later.
Hope everything's okay.
Yeah, okay. So, end of the night.
Everything's perfect. It's going according to evil plan.
He got a free meal.
He got a free meal from customers.
Yes, that felt
who
bad.
Overheard him.
How
unbelievable.
How is this not a great story?
It's not because you reward somebody for being an evil bag.
No. No.
It's not a great story.
No, what this genius man has done.
Please.
Has pointed out the fact that there are good people.
Who were conned.
Well, they were conned.
Yes.
But there were good. Don't let that get in the way of what I'm about to say.
Mm.
There are good people out there that are willing to help a man down on his luck on Valentine's Day, and that should make the world a better place.
If I see this man in public, I beat him.
I hug him.
I beat him to a pulp.
I buy him a steak
and
lobster.
No!
$15.99 at Outback!
Oh, you can't go wrong with that.
All right.
You kidding me?
Coming up next, Becky Lynn, Detour Dan, and your phone calls, because it is now time to sing for tickets.
Excellent.
We have the Innings Festival coming to Tempe Beach Park, and... you'll have to sing like the band Incubus or Sheryl Crow.
Or even Eddie Vedder.
When you play 10 seconds of a song, you'll have to pick it up. If you want to play, sing for tickets, 277-KTAR.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos, 2 to 6 p.m. on KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Drive home informed and entertained. Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos on KTAR News 92.3 FM.
All right. Once or twice, what is it? What's twice a year you think we do this?
Oh, geez.
Maybe
probably
once a
month.
Year? No.
Yeah.
No way.
All right, anyway.
All right. So we're going to give you an opportunity. Mac and Gatos sing for tickets. We do this.
Often.
Couple, yeah. The Innings Festival is coming to Tempe Beach Park, and you can be a part of it, but you got to sing in order to win.
We always think that anybody who just gives something away, well, that's not fun. That's
be
not
caller five. How lazy is that?
It's boring. So sing for tickets. Incubus, Eddie Vedder, Sheryl Crow, Jimmy Eat World, Cake. We're going to play 10 seconds of one of these artists' songs. You need to pick up where the song left off, and try and mimic the voice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sing for tickets with Mac and Gatos. Here we go, Mac.
All right, do they get a choice of who they
sing?
No, they do not.
Okay. I am going to play what I want to play.
All right, Tanya, you're in Gilbert. Good luck, Tanya.
All right.
Are you ready to sing?
I'm ready. And I don't know that.
What?
Come on, man.
That's the easy one.
How do you not know that song?
That's Sheryl Crow. That's the easy one.
Kate, you're in Chandler. Okay, Kate, no pressure.
Oh. Do you know that song?
I totally would have won that one. If it makes you happy.
Keep going.
It can't be that bad.
Come on.
Come on, Kate. Oh, jeez.
This is a terrible start.
This may be the last time we ever do this. John, you're in Phoenix. Hello, John.
Hi, it's John.
All right, John, here we go.
Yeah, hey, John.
Sing for tickets. You pick it up. Here we go.
I got it.
man. She dreams in color, she dreams in red. Can't find a better man.
There you
Can't
go.
Can't find a better man.
Hey!
That's how you do it,
that
John.
That's how you do it.
That man's getting a pair of tickets right now. Hold on.
Yes.
All right, hold on. You want to play? You want to sing some Sheryl Crow, John? No, that's okay.
That was good.
That's how you do it.
All right, that was Pearl Jam. How many tickets do we have?
Oh, I don't know.
Pablo, how many tickets do we have?
Couple
how many
pair?
A couple pair? All right. Sing for tickets with Mac and Gatos. Who do we have?
All right. Let's see. Nicole, you are in Avondale. Hi, Nicole.
Hello, I'm here.
Here we go, Nicole.
And long ago, somebody left with the cup, but he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance.
He's going for speed. He's all alone.
All alone
in a time of need. He's racing and pacing and riding on his shorts. I don't know the rest, but he's going the distance. He's going for speed.
All right. Let's put her on hold.
Hold on, Nicole.
Possibility.
You're a possibility, Nicole. That was pretty good.
All right, hold
pretty
on.
Pretty good. Hold on.
There might be somebody better. We don't know.
I don't know, but that was pretty good.
602-277-5827.
All right, John, you are in Chandler. Hello, John.
Yes. Hello.
Here we go, John.
Okay.
Are you in the car wash, John?
No, I'm using my headphones.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
That's not a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he got off to a good start. I mean, he was right
there.
But then it sounded like he was going through the car wash.
Incubus, Eddie Vedder, Sheryl Crow, Jimmy World Cake, Sing for Tickets, Mac and Gatos.
All right, Heather, you're in Gilbert. Hello, Heather.
Hi, what's up?
Hey, Heather, here we go. 10 seconds of a song, you pick it up.
All I want to do is have some fun. I can't hear him. I'm not the only one. That's all I want to do.
Wow, close but no cigar. Bill, you're in Peoria. Bill, last one. You could win.
Oh, boy. Here we go. All right.
No pressure.
Ready.
Let's see.
I don't have Diddly Squad. It's not having what you want. It's wanting.
I can't remember.
Jeez.
Soak up the sun.
Oh, Nicole.
Nicole.
Yes, I'm here.
Take it.
Thank you. What?
I want to soak up the sun. Go ahead and sing it.
Here, hold on.
What you've got.
Wanna soak up the sun, tell everyone to lighten up.
Way to go, Nicole.
That's good enough.
Way to go. That's good enough. You get a pair of tickets, okay, Nicole?
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Congratulations. Have a good time at the Innings Festival at Tempe Beach Park.
March 2nd and 3rd. Mm-hmm. Singing for Tickets with Mac and Gatos. Always fun.